Proclamation number 6657 of 29th of September, 1956. Presence of God safe as protection. You can be certain that my fatherly hand constantly guides you and that you cannot go astray if I myself am your aim. In times of earthly adversity you often believe that I have withdrawn my guiding hand from you, that I leave you to your fate, and then you become anxious and despondent. Yet in every adversity of body and soul I am closer to you than ever. I only want you to strive to come closer to me, that you long for me, and therefore I seemingly keep myself hidden in order to awaken the feeling of abandonment in you, which then makes you look for me, that you seek me and desire to be intimately united with me. The intimate bond with me also brings you back the certainty that I am always ready to help. I always walk beside you, but at times you are not aware of it because you turn your eyes to the world or because you are too busy with yourselves and therefore don't think of me. And every lonely walk will frighten you, for then you will also be exposed to harassment on the part of your soul's enemy, which I will not prevent because you should realize that you need me, who wants to be your protection and shield, your guide and companion. The dangers for you are becoming ever more imminent if you walk your earthly path alone, because the number of your enemies in the lost days is immense, and therefore you need ever more of my help and guidance in order to withstand the tribulations. But you humans are not aware of this danger and therefore often careless because you distance yourselves too far from the one who alone can help you. And therefore I always remind you of me through hardship and suffering which you cannot cope with on your own. Because I want you to turn to me, to let your thoughts wander to me ever more often, to grant me a permanent stay with you, but which your will alone only makes possible, that you mentally unite with me and thereby draw me to you. The closer it gets to the end, the more strongly the world will bind you. Not only due to your love for the world, which you may already have overcome, but the demands of the world will still be on you, because every individual has to fulfill his duties in the midst of the world, which often seem unfulfillable to him. And there is the danger that worldly worries and thoughts will try to displace me, that you will hardly find time for a quiet hour which you give to me and therefore neglect to let me take part in your worries and turn to me for advice and help, for the allocation of strength for your earthly path of life. And then you will become weaker and weaker, and yet you could also provide yourselves with ample strength for the most difficult situation in life, because I am always willing to impart it to you if only you ask me myself. Let it be said to you that you need not fear any weakness as long as you let me walk beside you and consciously remain in constant contact with me. But don't exclude me from your thoughts, don't let the worries of the world push themselves forward, no matter how great they appear. I certainly have the power to take them away from you, but that is why I want to be intimately approached. I always want to be felt as present by you and therefore always be the main content of your thoughts. As soon as you withdraw me, I will also obviously withdraw myself, and then the world will always oppress you more. However, if you grasp my hand to guide you through all adversity, then your fear and weakness will also leave you, for then you will receive my strength, it will flow into you through the intimate bond you establish with me. And I require this intimate bond which, unfortunately, you often sever and thereby cause me to seemingly withdraw. You will still need much strength in the coming time, and it will always be at your disposal if only you, like children, reach for the Father's hand, who will safely guide you until you have reached your aim. Amen.